All right, as we get, here they come. As we get set up for our next act, I just want to mention that we have Cozy Sheridan up next. After Cozy is Gail Morse. And after Gail will be Mary Pratt. And as we get them up front and settled in, our next act is Cozy Sheridan, and clearly accompanied by Charlie Koch, her new husband. Yeah, I'm hiding in the back. And Cozy, just in the last year or two, moved out into this area after living out in Utah for any number of years. And we're very happy to have her back in our neck of the woods. And we're thrilled a couple of months ago to see wedding pictures for her and Charlie online. And
thank
it's
you.
Nice to see them here this evening. As we get them organized. So let's give a hand accompanied by Charlie Koch. Please
Yay.
Welcome Cozy Sheridan.
We're sorry we're late. There once was a young girl named Persephone. She was the daughter of very powerful parents. She was the daughter of very powerful parents. Her mother, Demeter, was a master gardener. And her father, Zeus, had some sort of corporate job that made him feel that he ruled the world. Persephone was their only child, and they wanted to give her the perfect childhood. She was sent to an all-girls boarding school and an all-girls college somewhere in the Boston Beltway. And life was so perfect for Persephone that when Hades rode by her dormitory in the spring of her senior year on a black motorcycle with a black leather jacket, he was the most exotic thing she had ever seen. And she climbed on the back and they rode off to San Francisco, where they lived in a basement apartment and they read Russian novels. Hades fed Persephone something he called a pomegranate seed, and it altered her reality for 24 hours in ways that seeds from her mother's garden never had. She tried to bring him home for family holidays, but quickly discovered this was a mistake, and now she leaves Hades on the West Coast. So on the first day of spring, Persephone takes a plane and she flies off to Marblehead, where she helps her mother with the gardens for the summer. And then on the first day of fall, she takes another plane back to the West Coast, where Hades now lives in another basement apartment in Seattle, and he writes computer code for Microsoft. And life goes on like this for Persephone for a number of years. In her early adulthood, it does not occur to her. She has gotten in a boat, and it is traveling down one particular river. And then as the years go by, Persephone starts to look around and she says, I have gotten in a boat and it is traveling down one particular river. And more years go by and Persephone comes into the center of her adulthood. She says, I must decide if I am going to claim this boat, claim this river as the river of my life. So she sticks an oar in the water and she writes, letter home. I swallowed a seed in the dark long ago. A girl who needs her mother will do anything she's told. It was Hades' horses, then it was my cries. The innocent losses, the breaking of the tie. Do I lead, Mother? I have swallowed the pomegranate seed. And you weep when I visit for the damage that was done. When I leave your fields in autumn, you're not the only. Rescue. pomegranate seed. Ah, but in the darkness and the heat, in that sacrificial deep, he said, open, you are the seed. And in your mother's daylight, there is wrong and there is right, but here is just desire and need. And for all I lost, I know where it all starts. The seed finds life in the dark. Mother, do you follow? Mother, do I lead? Mother, I have swallowed the pomegranate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Cozy and Charlie will be over at the Main Street Market on Wednesday evening at 7:30 playing with Brad Meyer, Buffy Groves, and Amy Lohman. Please, another hand for Cozy Sheridan and Charlie Cook. Thank you.